I don't think you can have effective political action without there being a spiritual rooting, understanding that in multiple ways. Well, and you know, we're talking of spirit in action, but I think you could also say action in spirit.
Absolutely.
I'm not suggesting you change the name of the show, but I think they're complementary, right? And I believe in a kind of organizing that is transformative. It's not just enough to change places and to change power. We have seen in our lifetimes revolutions where those who came to power were no less corrupt, no less brutal than those who went before. Even if they came out of poor or working class backgrounds, we have seen so-called revolutionary and reformist regimes come to power that were racist, that were misogynist, that endorsed violence against women, that endorsed and conducted violence against gays and lesbians and bisexuals and transgender people and questioning people. I do not believe that change alone, I believe in power. I'm an organizer. I believe in direct action. I believe in direct action organizing. I think all of these are critical. They are necessary, but they are not sufficient. There has to be a transformation of the spirit, and people have to become better people, more open people, more humane, more forgiving in the process of achieving power and winning their goals. And I hope and I believe that the infusion of the spirit of music into the campaign to protect Bristol Bay permanently and to make sure that the people, the communities, the jobs, the languages, the traditions, the cultures, and the wild salmon of Bristol Bay are here 7 generations from now.